Hey climbers, Brent here. Are you ready to write your best songs ever? Are you ready to take that next step in your songwriting journey? Well, I want to help you with that. Listening to the Climb Podcast is a great way to get started on your songwriting journey and to learn the basics about the art, the craft, and the business of songwriting. But eventually, you're probably going to need the personal touch. You're probably going to need some one-on-one feedback, some advice, and some help reaching your songwriting goals. And that's what I want to help do for you. I want to help you write your best songs ever. And I want to help you learn the art, the craft, and the business of songwriting, of how to turn pro in your mind and in your behavior before you ever turn pro on paper, before you ever have the awards to hang on the wall. I want to give you the mindsets and the skills to earn that stuff. And so we'll dive into your questions and I'll give you honest answers. And I can help repair your song if it's already written but has a couple bugs and has some opportunities to get better. Or we can help prepare your song if you have an idea, a notion, a title. We can do your own private song title challenge if you want. If you want to get ready for a co-write, if you have a meeting coming up and you want to get your stuff locked down where it's the best it can be, I'm happy to help you do that as well. You can see my calendar, get all the details, and actually book a session at songwritingpro.com/coaching. That is songwritingpro.com/coaching. Now, if you're still not sure if a coaching session with me is the right thing for you, let's listen to what this climber had to say about their session.
Having been around musicians and songwriters a lot of my life, I always wondered why some made it and others didn't. And it never really made sense, like there was a glass ceiling or magic formula, or you had to live in Nashville to even have a shot. But after coaching with Brent Baxter, I've come to understand that it's just like anything else in life worth having. It takes an education, knowing people, practice, 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 and then more education and relationships. I didn't really have a clue how much knowledge and intention that it took until I was in the room with him, a man that made his living and fed his family with the knowledge that he has. There's a lot of naturally talented songwriters out there, but at some point, even the greats have to learn new skills and new ropes to stay relevant. I've had so many roadblocks and awe moments released from Brent that I've lost count. His simple observations have solved many of my complex problems, and he's made suggestions that have changed my entire direction on certain songs and pulled me up higher. Sometimes I cringe at the money I've spent on demos. If I had half the money I had spent on demos and put it toward my education, I'd have a lot less worthless demos. He's explained things to me in 5 minutes that really could have made all the difference that entire time.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Song Title Challenge, where the question is, climbers, how would you write this one? This is where climbers send in their song titles, as many song titles as you like. Send them into info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com, and put song title challenge in the subject line. So I put them in a folder and then I do like I'm about to do right now to Brent live as we record this. I spring the title on him. And what we do is recreate the first 15 minutes of a professional songwriting session where before we just go stampeding towards, you know, where we're not supposed to go with the lyrics, we just talk about conceptually, what are 4, 5, 6 different concepts we can come up with here? How to write this? Can we twist it up just the right way? This is not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. It's just a fun, creative exercise that's going to make you write better songs, number one, if you start to do this. And number two, it'll breathe life into really old titles that you have in your hook books that you just haven't thought about in a while because they lost that luster, they lost that excitement. But you can reinvigorate them by spending 15 minutes on a title and going through this exercise, right?
Amen to that.
Anything you want to add to that, buddy?
Yeah, I would say just yesterday, I wrote with a writer that's a buddy of mine, and I have over 4,000 titles. And the title we wrote, it was like 1,950 out of like my 4,000 plus. So not even halfway to where I am now. Old title, he loved it, we're loving it, and it was years and years ago I came up with this title. It's over 2,000 titles old. And wow. I did a song title challenge on it, and I'm digging it. And so, yeah, don't be scared to go back. I mean, a lot of my recent songs have been from that.
I love that.
Just because that's what I'm working through. I'm going, oh, there's country gold in them thar hills.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You just put a little extra effort in. Just a 15-minute thing, man. Just sit down, be serious about it, and all of a sudden, boom, you're like, oh. And think about the gold in them hills with that specific title, and then think about, like, all those old hooks. You're like, wow, there's a lot to do here. We got a lot to write.
So much fun. So much fun.
All right. Are you ready?
Well, before we do this, I was just thinking of a twist on how y'all can play along at home, Dear Climber, is, you know, when Johnny springs the title on me, because I haven't heard it yet, hit pause. Set a timer for 5 minutes and just riff on it yourself. Then join. I mean, I think there's fun with playing along, seeing where we're going, but there may be some fun, too, if you have a little bit of a head start on me, then follow along.
And then share it with us afterwards, like share it in the Climb community.
Yeah, when we share this post in the Climb community, hit us up in the comments. Let us know. You know, and some people have been doing that, and that's always fun to go, hey, I thought of this, or what about that angle? And I think that's always fun.
There you go.
So, all right.
That's right. You know, people are sending me lyrics, too, like after we do Song Title Challenge. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage everybody that's doing that to put those underneath the post in the Climb community.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. You know, put them there, and then everybody can kind of go through that exercise together. Share it with the class, right?
Yeah, exactly. Show your work.
All right, here we go.
All right.
This is from Gordon Donaldson.
Gordon.
Who's a climber. And the title is Midnight with the Devil.
Midnight with the Devil?
Yeah, Midnight with the Devil.
Okay. I'm just writing it down here so I can see it.
I know several of her names. Like,
oh, that's funny. Yeah, so cool title, Gordon. I think there's some stuff to play around with here. So,
I like the way it worked.
Midnight with the Devil. I mean, that's an evocative set of words there. Like, ooh, what does that mean? Well, let's go find out. So, starting strong. I like that title. Because if I saw that on the back of a CD or in a list on a streaming service or whatever, I'd be like, hmm, wonder what that is. So I like that. So Midnight with the Devil. One of the first things I think of is like a choice, because I like to try and let the title write the song and play off the different words of the title. So I'm thinking of playing off Midnight with the Devil. Like I traded Sunrise with an Angel for Midnight with the Devil. You know, maybe it's a cheating thing. Like I screwed up one time. Now it's cost me Sunset with an Angel or Sunrise with an Angel. Like waking up next to my girl, my good girl, my angel, because I've spent Midnight with the Devil. That girl, you know, that I shouldn't have been with.
I like that.
So that's like pretty stone country, right? I mean, that's like put some fiddle and steel on that business. So that could be a thing of just a song of regret of, man, I shouldn't have been with that. You know, if it's that cheating thing, or it could be, a male or a female thing. It feels a little bit more male, you know, than a girl calling her guy an angel, because really no girl that knows her guy very well is going to call him an angel. But so that could be a thing. Let's see. I'm just thinking passionately, I spent midnight with the devil. The dark night of the soul kind of thing. Like I spent midnight with the devil and we wrestled and he was telling me lies all night long. And I, you know, that kind of stuff, like, but I made it through. I don't know. It's like, maybe I spent midnight with the devil. I spent 1 o'clock with lies. I spent 2 a.m. with a doubt, or I spent 3 o'clock with whatever, you know, you almost go through the night of this hard night that you had, but there needs to be that lift of like, but it's sunrise. It could be a cool kind of thing. Like you just had one of those dark nights of the soul where everything is emotionally kind of crashing on you. That could be interesting, you know, but that would need, I'm like, okay, what's the uplift of that? Like what's the sunrise in this situation? You know, I spent midnight with the devil, 2 a.m. with doubt, 3 o'clock with something and 5 feeling like time is running out or whatever. But now it's sun's coming up and I'm something, some sort of hope kind of thing could be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm hearing running with the devil, but with midnight with the devil, you know. So I hear that too, you know.
What if it was like, you know how when you meet a hero of your, like a rock star or something like that, or somebody that you really admire, and it just turns out that they're horrible.
Yeah.
You know, they're a horrible person.
Say, don't ever meet your heroes. Yeah.
And then through that experience, you start to reassess all that's good in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, like the midnight with the devil brings the perspective of, oh, this is right where I need to be, you know?
Yeah. And I'm thinking too, like, what if it's and this is really heavy, but what if it's like, basically like he was an angel when he picked her up and when he took her out, but the date turned dark and by midnight he was a devil.
That was my ex-girlfriend. I mean, literally, after three cocktails, it was like, and the horns come out of her head. She had an 8-foot wingspan, claws, like sharp claws. And it was like, holy crap. Literally, I could see it happen. Yeah. I could see, like, here we go. She's just went over the cliff, you know?
That's...
And you think she's fallen, but then she flies back like up like a gargoyle and perches. On your head. Like, that was it.
You said 8-foot wingspan, and that killed me.
Yeah.
Because the image I got. Well, I was thinking of, and this is way dark, but like, kind of like date rape, assault kind of thing. Like, Garth had that old song, Face to Face. You know, it's like, your date showed up with flowers, and you thought your prayers would come. Now, with every passing hour, you watch it come undone. And the night exploded. You begged him no as he forever changed your life. Now, he awaits the judge and jury, thinking you'll break down inside. You know, with the finger, you can put his fist away and you're face to face.
Mm.
Killer song, but very dark story. And it's like, man, is it something like that? You know, Midnight with the Devil.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it, I'd rather spend midnight with the devil than blah, blah, blah.
Than another day with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, that'd be pretty funny. I'd rather spend midnight with the devil than another day with you.
Like with my ex-girlfriend, like the alcoholic one, I swear to God, that'd be, I'd rather spend an hour with the devil than have to deal with her, because it'd be less exhausting and less scary.
That's funny. So yeah, it could be kind of like a fun, you know, kiss off kind of thing. Or, you know, I'd rather do this stuff than lose you. I mean, you could do the other side too, make it positive. Like, I'd rather spend midnight with the devil than one day without you. And maybe that speaks to a relationship of, I mean, maybe she's bipolar and she's a devil too. Or maybe it's just like, man, we've had to wrestle this thing, this mountain in front of us, this hurt in our relationship, this obstacle, this whatever this thing is, kind of wild horses that couldn't drag me away kind of thing. Like, we got this thing. I'm going to walk with you through it because I'd rather spend midnight with the devil than a day without you. You know,
yeah,
that could be a cool, like, no matter what kind of crap we're going through, no matter what we're going through, I'd rather spend midnight with the devil than one day without you.
Oh, that's good. Like, how, no matter how bad it gets.
Exactly. I'm not walking
away. Like, it doesn't matter how this turns out. Like, it, yeah, like, it's kind of like true love, you know?
Yeah. You have to set up the context so midnight with the devil doesn't just come out of nowhere, I think, especially for a country thing. It's like, it's one of those sleepless nights. And the doubts and the voices, but they're not going to rip us apart. You know, maybe it's a situation like, you know, I've got a kid that's having major drama and you're that stress or financial stress, whatever, or a health issue or whatever it is. It's like, is your midnight with the devil that's keeping you up? And it's like, but we're going to wrestle through this together no matter what.
Dude,
we're going
through.
Dude, you
set it up like you did with Let's Fight.
Yeah.
Right? Where it just sounds like it's going to be this horrific song, and you set up like the context of Midnight with the Devil, which sounds dark, which sounds bad, but then you come back to that chorus and it's like, the lift is, man, I would rather go through 1,000 nights like that than not live with you.
Yeah. Like, we're in this together, for better or worse, thick or thin, sickness, health. It's like all that stuff.
I like that. Yeah. That's good.
That's a way to spin it positive. Let's see what else we got here, Gordon.
If you want to do a rock song, you could make it about cocaine or heroin.
Yeah, it could be any of those kind of, you know, that smell.
I think of Eric Lee Bedingfield and my dear friend Randy Barber, who co-wrote More Than 1 Year at a Time.
Oh, Living More Than 1 Year at a Time. Yeah.
Yeah, when you're hopped up on the cocaine, shooting whiskey, feeling no pain, need a handful of pills just to get back down. Half a bottle of George Dickel and a fully loaded pistol scares off all the demons every time they come around. I've lost track of all the women, can't get back what I've been spending, but it's just the cost of living more than 1 year at a time.
Oh, that's strong.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's just so good. But that's kind of like, it could be definitely an outlaw song,
yeah.
You know, which was Eric Lee Bedingfield. I mean, total outlaw guy.
Yeah. And so there are all those avenues you can go down, too. That's what's interesting, too, is when you bring titles into co-writers, each person brings with it themselves. And they're going to bring their paradigm, how they see the world, their artistic brand, their lane, that sort of thing. And that's not the first place I go. I know you could go there, but I'm digging for these other things, right? Because that's just more my voice. But you can definitely do, and they're just as viable doing, yeah, okay, what's the rock outlaw? Man, I spend midnight with the devil kind of every night, just raising hell, right? It could just be
you
like,
call
raising
it midnight
hell
with the devil. I call it a Tuesday night.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that, where you normalize it. You take something so sensational,
yeah,
and then you just normalize it. Like, that's a Tuesday around here, you know?
Yeah. Call that lunch break. Because the fact that you say midnight, and you're putting a time on it,
mm-hmm.
it could mean, like, hey, it's as dark as midnight with the devil. Like, it's really dark. Something's as dark as midnight with the devil, or it's as hopeless as midnight with the devil. You could do that. But also, like, okay, why midnight, right? Why this time? Oh. Yeah. Horseshack.
So what if, like, you're talking about the context of your wife or your girl, right? Mm-hmm. And she's as sweet as can be, and she's all these wonderful things, but I got to be home. Like, I got to be a good boy, right? I got to be home by midnight, or I got to be home by 10, or it's going to be midnight with the devil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she keeps you in line. Like, it's not like ripping on her.
Yeah, but she will turn on you. Like, if I'm not, I can come home at 10 to an angel, come home at midnight with the devil.
Or spend midnight with the devil.
Oh, more like midnight to the devil. Yeah. It's like kind of coming home to the devil if it's midnight. But at 10, I come home to an angel. At midnight, I come home to the devil.
It could be like
thing.
A juice is worth the squeeze. Like, some guys think that's too controlling, but you know what? I like the. I don't like the devil.
Yeah, I don't like that. Whatever. It's just better if I leave now.
Yeah, that's
all right. If you want to see me next week, say goodnight to me now. But yeah, like, why midnight? So yeah, that's building the time element. Again, letting the title write the song. Why midnight? Okay. Well, you know, is it Fall in the Sky? You know, 6 o'clock, I'm up and, you know, putting on my work boots, and at 5 o'clock, I'm knocking off, and at 6, I'm knocking a few back, and it. You know, the kind of follow this blue collar guy through his day. And then it's 8 o'clock with the boys on the crew. 5 o'clock, it's happy hour with my bros. But 10 o'clock, it's going home. And it's midnight, it's with the devil. Telling me how I lost you. Like, I can kind of put off the heartache throughout the day because I'm busy. I'm with my guys. I'm working.
It's like a schedule. It's like a schedule.
Right. And I got, you know, appointment, midnight with the devil. It's like, I just know I'll get up early, I'll go to work, and I'll be busting it. And I'm, you know, guys can compartmentalize pretty well. Like, you know, put it off. I'm working, I'm engaged with my work. And then afterwards, happy hour, let's hang out with the guys for a while. And then eventually, though, I got to get back to the house because I got to get up at work in the morning. And I go home and it's midnight with the devil.
Yeah. And that could be like in the lyric, in. I've got an appointment at midnight with the devil.
Exactly. Yeah. Because that's so that heartache. Good. And he's going to be telling me how you screwed up your life. You let her go.
I'll write this one now.
You know? Yeah. And you're like, And of course, so you're playing off the different parts. We're playing off midnight. And like, okay, the devil. You know, we played off the first one with angel. Like, I lost all my sunrise with an angel because of midnight with the devil. Like, okay, what about Jesus and the devil? You know, I spend my mornings with Jesus.
To get over midnight with the devil? To get past midnight with the devil?
It could be that. Yeah, it could be that. It could be like, maybe I need to spend my morning with Jesus because I spent midnight with the devil. On different ways, either because I was out raising hell or because hell was in me. I had that dark night and I need some coffee and Jesus to get me going today because, wow, last night sucked emotionally. Or it could be I go down a dark path if I don't have me some Jesus. So if I don't spend my day with Jesus, I'll be spending midnight with the devil. It's what's keeping me on the straight and narrow. And narrow might almost be a little rhyme for devil, depending on how you sang it. If I want to stay on the straight and narrow, I'll spend my days with Jesus, or I'll spend midnight with the devil.
Yeah.
So that could be a thing, too.
It could be a Little Rock thing, like the big hit from Colin Ray, which is just all about a recovering alcoholic, right? Mm-hmm. And I think you're making me think about, I was listening to an interview with, like, Rob Lowe, and then I was listening to an interview with Russell
Brand.
Yeah. And, you know, I've known so many people like this, right? Like, mm-hmm. in the music industry, where they're sober, they're clean and sober. And if they have like one sip of wine, like 20 minutes later, they'll be doing something disgusting in a kitchen to get a crack rock. You know what I mean? Like, they know that about themselves. Mm-hmm. They're just like, let's go get some blow, you know? And it just turns into absolute mayhem.
It's addiction. Yeah, it's addiction.
Yeah. So the addiction is like, if I don't get it together now, if I don't keep it together, it'll be midnight with the devil kind of a thing.
Yeah. I can stay for one drink. I need to be gone by 7. If I'm not gone by 7, it's going to be midnight with the devil, you know.
We got some good looks at this one, man.
Yeah.
This is a cool song. I want to write it.
So, Gordon, if you want to write this with Johnny. No. Gordon, thanks for sending that in. And if any of y'all have titles you want to send in, what is it? info@daredevilproduction.com?
Yep. Put song title challenge in the subject line, please. Mm-hmm.
And Gordon, if you want to work on this with me, or if any other writers out there, if you climbers want to run a title past me, I do private songwriter consulting. I do private song title challenges, all that good stuff. You get all the details. You can see my calendar, and you can book a session at songwritingpro.com/coaching. That's songwritingpro.com/coaching. And I'll be glad to work with you.
There you go, guys. That gets us to the end of another killer mini-sode of Song Title Challenge. Like you said, send in as many titles as you want, and let's keep it rolling. We're having a good time with this. We created this podcast because we want you to win, so keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
Song Title Challenge!